And you are listening to the Moncrief Show on
Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
News Talk 1890 453 106 is our low call number. Our text number is 53106. You can call us on or you can send us a message on Facebook or Twitter. You know yourself, the usual stuff. Right, we were talking to Anya McAteer, who cooks with cannabis. Ciarán and lots of people have basically said, what a waste of cannabis. Just smoke it and stop messing around with oils and butters. But she's a chef. It's what she does. Dave wants to know, going back to the issue of having cameras in courtrooms, can you request to be pixelated? I'd be happily on camera if they did that to my head. Well, you know, but of course there's always a risk that you might be left like that permanently, but it's up to you, I suppose. Will you get the choice to be on camera as a juror? I mean, it could be another reason used to not serve jury duty. Yeah, there's a lot of, I would imagine there's a lot of issues around it. Still to be worked out, and it's in the early days. Someone else says, are you joking me? This country is far too small to allow every indiscretion on the telly. Sure, I can't walk down the street without seeing a guy that was on Come Dine With Me a few years ago. That's a fairly sound, because it is such a small country, everybody knows everybody, and you know, you will get a thing where people will be sitting at home in some future situation saying, oh, I know him. And then, you know, then they're ringing up their friends and saying, look who's on the telly, you know. Someone else says, I've a criminal record, spent 9 weeks in jail years ago. Since then, I've gone back to college, now have a very good job. My boss knows about my record, but I wouldn't be able to do my job if everyone I met knew about my record. TV cameras in court prevents people from reforming. On the other side of the coin, if you are judged to be innocent, people will still treat you with a no smoke without fire attitude. This person says, which is, you know, a fair point. And finally, somebody else says, justice is like sausages. If you like them, you should avoid seeing how they're made. Okay, that's very wise. Time for to be joined by Graham Finlay once again for Tell Me Why. As usual, if you'd like Graham to answer a question, you can send it in to afternoon@newstalk.com. Now, today's question for Graham is, if we're all related, why don't we look alike?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Now, this question makes some more sense if you believe the biblical story of Adam and Eve, right? Although somewhat awkwardly, Cain, their son, slays their other son, Abel, and is cast out by God into the land of Nod, where his wife bears him Enoch, and we never know where she comes from. So now the World Health Organization has actual special protocols for groups with high intergroup marriage, because this can lead to certain kinds of birth defects or health conditions. But that turns out to be all of us on that story. And again, arguably on the two stories which are told about the true story, if I can go out on the limb on this one, which is human evolution, which took a little bit longer and didn't involve God forcing anybody to go anywhere.
Yeah.
And there are two hypotheses of this sort. And again, in both of them, we're all sort of related in some way. Right. And one is the out of Africa hypothesis, which is that human beings, Homo sapiens, our species, evolved in Africa solely, nowhere else, right?
Yeah.
About 100,000, but even probably more likely 200,000 years ago. And then only much, much later, maybe about 50,000 years ago, spread into Asia. First Asia, actually, they got very far east in Asia before deciding they might consider going to Europe, where they met the Neanderthals, to the Neanderthals' cost. Mm. And so the alternative story is the multi-regional hypothesis, which has the idea that Homo erectus or other proto-humans, proto-humans actually kind of doesn't describe how evolution works, but anyway, Homo erectus or Homo aster or agester, I should stick with Homo erectus, got out of Africa, went to various parts of the world, and then separately people evolved into Homo sapiens.
Mm.
But, you know, because people, I mean, this is really the big story and why we are really all related. Evolution is the accumulation of variation of traits within groups, right? So for us to become one species, we all have to ultimately be part of the same group.
Yeah.
Right?
So the data would suggest that it's all one group that came out of Africa.
So the only way we're all Homo sapiens is if those people who evolved in Asia and in Europe and so forth eventually got together in some kind of way. But all the data suggests that the out of Africa hypothesis is the right one. And this is partly because, and they've, one of the amazing things, they've managed to sequence the DNA of all these sort of fossil humans, including Irish women from 5,200 years ago, which leads to a story about Ireland. But they managed to sequence all this DNA, and they get the real, they realize that in sort of genes are more diverse in sort of Central Africa and in Africa generally, much more diverse than they are in Asia, and even more so than in Europe, including Ireland.
Okay.
Of course, the least diverse place is South America, because Asian peoples crossed over into the Americas only about 18,000 years ago, and it took them a very long time to get down to the south. And so whereas people in Central Africa have been breeding and interbreeding together for thousands of years and have much, much more diverse genes.
Right, okay. Isn't it the case that we, I don't know if it's for all humans, but certainly in Europe, a small percentage of our genes are Neanderthal genes, which would suggest that when we spread into Europe, we were to some degree making the sweet, sweet love with the Neanderthals before we killed them.
And you can decide and look online whether you find Neanderthals attractive.
Yes.
Some people like that sort of
thing. A few drinks, we've all got.
Yeah. But that's the other thing. They managed to sequence not just Neanderthals' DNA, but also that of the Denisovans, the far less well-known. And it seems clear that, and again, in Asia, some groups have more Denisovan, Homo Denisovan, DNA, and others have, but some people clearly have acquired some small parts of their DNA from the Neanderthal. So clearly there was interbreeding as the way you can have between various members of families.
So we all started in the same place. If we all started in Africa, why aren't we all black?
Right, an excellent question. So again, this is a relatively recent sort of form of evolution and mutation, but there's a theory that the reason people are in all sorts of different colors is that if you need just the optimal amount of sunlight, I think most people in Ireland can probably get behind this, right? Mm. So too much sunlight, and we deplete our body's supply of folic acid, and this leads to, in pregnant women especially, to neural tube defects in babies, which are serious nerve system damage, but also to low sperm count in men. So you can see how getting too much sunlight isn't particularly adaptive. You know how they found this out? They actually exposed people to sort of sunbeds in early pregnancy in Brazil like that, which is not a great, I would never get permission for this kind of research. Now, if we get too little, though, right, we have very, very little vitamin D, especially when you can't go to the store and get supplements, right? So this leads to compromised immune systems and low levels of bone development, poor bone development. So you wanted to get it just right. Mm. And the people whose skin, melanin in the skin, blocks sunlight to some extent, right? And so if you're in equatorial Africa, where there's constant sun all the time, right, and no cloudy months or even long periods of darkness, then you're going to want to have dark skin. Whereas if you're in Sweden, right, where there's long periods of darkness, you're going to want to be able to take in as much sun as possible. And so over time, this is the hypothesis, is that skin really varies according to these zones in terms of how much sun you get. And in fact, there's a really interesting group. So the Dobie Kung of South Africa. We're also actually our oldest sort of common ancestors in terms of their genetics, their genes also live. Moved there thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago, and they have quite light skin because South Africa is considerably far south of equatorial Africa, right? Whereas the Zulus, who only moved there 1,000 years ago, are quite dark. So there's some reason to believe that this is the way human skin color has evolved.
Well, we do see family resemblances, though.
So we are all families. And of course, actually, there is even a sort of a basis to the Adam and Eve story. There's sort of mitochondrial Eve, which is our oldest common ancestor, our most recent common ancestor.
Yeah.
And we think that she lived about 99 to 148,000 years ago. We don't know who she was, right? Now, whereas Y chromosome Adam, our most recent common ancestor, lived about 200,000 years ago, because older men get together with younger women all the time, right? And but what's really, and these are the common ancestors of all human beings. But of course, as different branches of different people's, descendants die out, in mitochondrial Eve and why Adam move forward in time, right? Because now somebody more recent is the most common recent common ancestor. But anyway, yes, family. I mean, genes are really complicated things and have many, many, many different variations. And so even though you get half your genes from your mother and half your genes from your father, nevertheless, they can be combined in almost an infinite number of ways. And so family resemblances are really, really interesting, and they can be quite unpredictable. Now, only monozygotic twins who have 99.99% of the same genes look alike. Whereas even dizygotical twins who have maybe up to 70% of their genes in common can look very, very different, right? And then, you know, things can get where, you know, you can have one dominant trait, which, you know, is very strongly hereditable. You can have them skip generations as dominant and recessive genes are put together. You can even have things sort of appear many, many generations later or persist. And again, you know, one of the examples which is often cited is Skandar. Let me get the Keynes, who's also descended from John Maynard Keynes. But more important, he is Darwin's great-great-great-grandson. So it's appropriate to have Darwin in there. And when he was a kid, you'll remember him from the Chronicles of Narnia. He's since given up acting, no doubt, because of the Chronicles of Narnia. But he looked exactly like a young Charles Darwin. And he only had about 3% of his genes.
Yeah.
So there you go. So family resemblance, there's a reason why we all sort of look a bit like each other, but you can't really put it down, and it's an endless parlor game when you're taking a look at the children of two parents.
Yeah.
Now, that said, there's also a philosophical angle to this. Ludwig Wittgenstein famously described our understanding of many quite basic concepts, and including the concepts which might make up our languages, as family resemblances. He says, you know, one of the things he had to overcome as a philosopher was the idea that a concept had some essential characteristic which would identify every single one of the things which is, say, a game, and exclude all the things which aren't. And he was looking for some kind of unified theory for much of his sort of youth, but eventually sort of gave up on it and decided that games, and he thought languages were sort of games, he talked about language games, you know, that games were like family resemblances. You know, we can see all sorts of different things being games, like tossing a ball and running and catching it, or, you know, checkers or whatever. But there's no one central characteristic or feature which we could state explicitly which makes all of them games. But rather, it's like the resemblance.
But we know it when we see it.
When we look at a family, it's like, oh yeah, this person has the eyes. This person, his example is actually the gait. You know, this mannerism. These are the family resemblances. But there's no one thing. If you look at a family, you know, everybody has the same nose, right? Necessarily. Otherwise, we really would look sort of alarmingly
alike.
Isn't that
kind of like the same as the theory of forms then?
Well, no, the theory of forms is the very opposite of the theory of forms. The theory of forms is the idea that there are these universal essences which determine what everything is.
Yeah.
And they're much realer than all the real messy little things down here on Earth. That's Plato, though.
Yeah, which is obviously...
And Frege, which if you want to throw some more philosophy language in there.
Right, okay, so but, we did mention earlier on the show when we were talking about putting cameras into courts about Ireland's a small country. So then even with that... if Ireland's a small country, and you know, we're for the purposes of this, we're talking about the non-immigrant population, we're talking pasty-faced white Irish people, surely we should all look exactly the same.
Right.
Or at least very similar to each other.
Well, I'm not going to express an opinion on whether Irish people all look the same. But and of course, one of the things we need to remember is that Ireland has been formed by successive waves of immigration. So Irish people who looked sort of the sort of group which hive off as Irish people... start in Iran, or at least the Fertile Crescent of the Middle East, and they move across Europe, meeting and having fun with people there, and then they eventually make it to various jumping off points. This is what people think anyway, right? Northern Spain sort of on around into France are the sort of the main routes. And then these people, they come and they become sort of Neolithic hunter-gatherers in sort of Ireland about 9,000 years ago as the first settlers. But these people also experience immigration from people who've developed agriculture, also probably in the Middle East, right? And show up in Ireland and about, you know, 4,000, 5,000 years ago. And they have, you know, a vast sort of a survivability power over the people who are just hunting and gathering. And so this is the time of sort of Newgrange where you know, tremendous cultural works are being done. They just, you know, and they sort of overwhelm both the culture and to some extent the sort of genes of these hunter-gatherers such that Our genes were already being shaped, and there was a tremendous genetic diversification around the period of New Grange as well, which is something people have found out. Now, that said, if you really want to cling to the sort of idea that we really are all sort of the same people, it is true that Irish people have less genetic diversity than other people, other groups. Again, we're at the far extreme length of some particular patterns of migration. And in fact, it's the people of Connacht, right? And they did a whole study in Mayo.
This is the haplogroup one. Yeah. The more easterly you travel, the more sort of so mixed we are.
The more north and west you travel,
the more haplogroup one you get.
Yeah. Right? I mean, it's something they check among men. And so, you know, in general, Irish people, 78.1% have this particular haplogroup one gene sequence. In Ireland, men with Gaelic names have much higher frequencies of this. Men with surnames of English origin have 62% haplogroup 1 genes, right? Men with Scottish names, like mine, 52.9% genes. So all you people racists out on Twitter, bring it on.
Yeah.
Yes, I know I'm only 50.
They will anyway.
I know I'm not Irish. You don't have to tell me. Men with Norman and Norse names, 83% have this gene. In Leinster, 73.3% of genes, whereas out in Connacht, it's 98.3% carry this particular.
Isn't it also, because you mentioned Northern Spain, but the haplogroup 1 is quite common in Northern Spain as well. So we're actually Spanish.
That is exactly, yes.
We're pasty-faced Spanish people.
So we need to develop Irish tapas. No, I mean, and that is one of the ways they've tried to track the movements of those people across Europe.
Mm. I think also that by going the genetic path, at least there are claims that we're not Celts. The whole Celtic invasion wiping out the original population was nonsense.
One of the strict implications of this is that, in fact, the Celts, who are a Central Asian group and moved into Western Europe are not, in fact, our dominant genetic material. Because, of course, there's been plenty. I mean, we are still the same population. There's been Vikings and Welsh and Scots and English. And in fact, a lot of the people who may have brought this agriculture may have come from sort of southern Russia. So if you want to see yourself as Russian, go for it.
Cool. Now, Nile of the Nine Hostages has something to do with all of this.
Right. There's been a lot of stuff talked about Nile of the Nine Hostages. We don't really know whether he existed, and all the stories about him are fun, but hard to believe. But many people go around claiming that, again, as a result of this sort of relative lack of diversity in the north and west of Ireland, because that's where he was allegedly king in the 5th century or so, that, you know, vast numbers of people are actually descended from Nile of the Nine Hostages. Some people say that 21% of people from northwestern Ireland, 8% of people from Ireland, and 2% of men from New York have the same Y chromosome haplotype as Nile of the Nine Hostages.
That's
which is like a genetic signature. That is if he existed. And this is where the problem is. So there are a lot of companies out there which will allow you to find out if you were descended from Nile of the Nine Hostages. They even put this on TV where you had Bill O'Reilly, Stephen Colbert, and Bill Maher, and Henry Louis Gates Jr., who's a prominent African-American professor, are all supposed to be descended from Nile of the Nine Hostages. The problem, and I know we don't have much time for this, is that our most recent common ancestor predates Nile of the Nine Hostages. We can't go and find Nile, because we don't even know if he existed, to take a sample of his saliva, if we had it, to find out if there is any really genuine descent from Nile the Nine Hostages. So you may be descended from Nile with very few hostages altogether.
Apparently on my father's side, the Scottish side, I'm descended from Nile the Nine Hostages through marriage. But then again, I don't know if I want to be now, because that would mean I'm related to Bill O'Reilly. Graham, thanks very much for coming into us today. If you have a question for Graham, afternoon@newstalk.com. We're going to take a break after that. How squirrels organise their nuts.
Moncrief on Newstalk.
With Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.